It's the Kim Monson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
I find that it takes work to get your brain around these ideas, and it takes work to engage in these conversations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
With what is happening down at the State House, I used to think that it was above my pay grade to read the legislation, and it's not.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
I see big danger in as much as we will be giving an unelected bureaucrat the power to make rules about what we inject into our body.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and welcome to the Kim Monson Show. I am Kim Monson. I so appreciate each and every one of you for listening. You're each treasured and valued. You each have purpose. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. You were made for this time. And thank you to producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting for your support and your hard work. Producer Steve, it is Thursday. It seems like it was just Monday, which is your favorite day, but cannot believe that it's Thursday.
You're not allowed to say that word that starts with an M on this show.
Bah humbug. But it is Thursday, and it's amazing. We've got a lot to talk about here. I so appreciate, as I mentioned, all of you listening. Go to my website. That is Kim Monson, MONSON.com. All of our past shows, our recaps, and our podcasts are there. We're a little bit behind on those, but we're catching up on that. And sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent op-eds and podcasts. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. And thank you to all of you who contribute to keep our independent voice on the air as we search for truth and clarity and look at these issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And remember, my friends, it's never compassionate to take other people's rights, their property, their freedom, their livelihood via force, whether with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, coercion, or the latest silent thief, which is government-induced inflation. But I want to go back to, it's never compassionate to take other people's livelihoods, because we see a bunch of fear and coercion being used. Coercion and, force, I guess that would be. And I continue to get more and more people reaching out to me saying, I'm told that if I don't get the vaccination, I'll lose my job, I'll lose my lease. My friends, stand strong on this. At some point in time, we've seen that the CDC director said that it is becoming a challenge of many of the healthcare workers that are not getting vaccinated, so they're not coming to work right now. And so it's like, what do they really care about? Do they care about healthcare workers that are helping people heal and be in the hospital, or are they willing to, because of this, you know, this mandate, actually break the backs of these businesses? That's the question, Steve.
Well, to that end, I found something yesterday from the Philadelphia Inquirer, and it was the biggest, excuse my language, crap piece, because it talked about this very thing, and it talked about the people who were leaving the healthcare industry and just gently saying, well, they were just moving on. It never once mentioned the strong-arming, what that was going on in the background. So again, this tactic of the major media, whether it's printed press or broadcast, to weave a narrative that doesn't get to the real issue, it just is striking.
Yes, it is. It's very, very dishonest, and that's why we continue to shed more and more light on this. But I wanted to mention, we have a great show planned for you today. Today is our Liberty Toastmasters show, and as you know, they're sponsors of the show as well. And in studio is Terry Goon. She is the president of Liberty Toastmasters North. Terry, it's always great to have you in studio.
Thanks, Kim. It's great to be here.
It's going to be a really important conversation, because this follows the leadership program of the Rockies curriculum. And we're going to have this real kind of debate, almost, if you will, regarding where our rights come from. And so I can't wait to hear from all of our colleagues in this, because it's going to be super fascinating.
Yes, I'm curious to see what their thoughts on this are as well.
I know. We're going to learn a lot for sure. And be sure and let's go to this. Our quote for today, because I was going to communication and I came up with Dale Carnegie. And Dale Carnegie was an American writer and lecturer and developer of courses in self-improvement, salesmanship, corporate training, public speaking, and interpersonal skills. He was born into poverty on a farm in Missouri, and he was the author of How to Win Friends and Influence People, a bestseller that remains popular today. He was born in 1888. He died in 1955. And Terry, a couple of things here. First thing, well, let's do his quote first. He says, most of the important things in the world have been accomplished by people who have kept on trying when there seemed no hope at all. And Terry, I felt that was very appropriate with what's going on right now, because there is folks that feel, I mean, they're just questioning all these mandates and being forced to do things they don't want to do by government. And I thought that this was a great quote for today.
I agree. The hope is not abundant these days. And so to have people that are starting to speak out and stand their ground, people like the basketball stars, Jonathan Isaac, who just went viral talking right. about not getting the vaccine, and just people that are standing up and saying, you know, I'm thinking about this. And it reminds me of a very inspirational book I've been reading called Live Not by Lies. It's about the third time I've gone through it.
I'm reading it also, but I haven't finished it yet.
It's excellent. It talks about people that are in spots without hope, and yet they came through it, and they not only were hopeful themselves, but brought hope to others.
And we will be talking about humanity here as we talk with our Liberty Toastmasters. But I really feel standing firm, holding the line, it's a big comment, but it is the hope for humanity right now, Terry.
I don't disagree at all. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to the next. Oh, go ahead.
Read that quote again, please.
Okay. Most of the important things in the world have been accomplished by people who've kept on trying when there seemed to be no hope at all. So your thoughts, Steve?
Well, I thought, okay, that, you know, the bell goes off in your head. That sounds familiar in terms of, you know, something just like it. And I rushed to pull up the Thomas Edison quote, I didn't fail. I just found 2,000 ways not to make a light bulb. I only needed to find one way to make it work. So there you go.
I kept on trying.
You have to keep on trying. And you have to stand firm. You have to hold the line for our freedom, for sure. This is the second thing, and I'll run this by both you, Terry, and Steve. Dale Carnegie said this. He said, when I asked him, Mr. Henry Ford, if he ever worried, he replied, no, I believe God is managing affairs, and that he doesn't need any advice from me. With God in charge, I believe that everything will work out for the best in the end. So what is there to worry about? So, Terry, your thoughts on that?
Well, that's more of an iffy quote to me. I think that that's not a be-all, end-all, and God needs our help. So we need to be working for what it is that he wants to get to the best in the end.
True that. I always remember the quote. It says, God takes care of the birds of the air, but he doesn't throw the food in their nest. And that means that we need to be out there doing something. Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, that what you just said, that summarizes it all. But, you know, a sovereign God does not need our help, but, you know, it's a partnership.
Well, we're supposed to be working. And if we think that God is just going to take care of all of this out here without us doing our part, then we certainly are, I think, you know, not telling ourselves the truth on this, for sure. So I wanted to go, though, to a few of the quotes or the headlines that we have. And one of the first ones that I wanted to get down to, and that was, it looks like in this infrastructure bill that they're talking about a mileage tax, which I have heard this when I was on city council. This has been kicked around for quite some time by the radical progressives. And just think about this. You are going to be taxed on every mile that you drive, which means you're going to be tracked on every mile that you drive as well. That seems like a very Big Brother scary thing to me, Terry.
It's completely Big Brother scary. And you know what? You can say it's non-equitable as well. I mean, who can afford to live close to their jobs? Those are people that are well off. Rural people, they drive a lot. Truck drivers drive a lot. People who have to commute drive a lot. Those are the people that are going to be taxed the most. And that, I mean, if you like the word equity, that is not equitable.
Well, and what I think may happen with this, Steve, is you might see a day when they will start to determine which drivers are essential and which are non-essential. I mean, it was unbelievable that that happened under the COVID-19 thing, which businesses were essential and which weren't. And our friend Helen Raleigh, who immigrated from China, has said that a free society is a society where people can go where they want to, when they want to, which is a mobile society. And what we continue to see is this progressive mantra is to push people into trains and bikes and buses, and you then are on somebody else's schedule, whether or not they show up or not. And so this is once again another attack on both the fossil fuels industry and also on middle class Americans. What Terry just talked about was people in rural America, truck drivers, people that commute to their jobs. This is that big, broad middle class that we see this assault on, Steve.
Well, I wonder if this would stand up in court. And the reason I ask that is that we're already paying a federal gas tax, 18.3 cents per gallon. In terms of the taxing authority, is like, where does double taxation come into this?
That's a really excellent point. The problem with it is litigating all this stuff takes money. And when you're up against the federal government, as you can see, they'll just print any kind of money for anything. So they have unlimited money for any of these lawsuits, which that is very concerning. And then also we've got some of these judges that are not looking at justice the way it was envisioned for America, but they're more activist judges. So we do have some challenges on that, Steve.
Well, I just, the cost of living is a barrier to us all, or a hurdle to us all, and they keep finding ways to raise the bar, I guess, and that's not in a good way, raising the bar. And, where does this stop?
Well, we go back to Klaus Schwab, Klaus Schwab, as I like to call him, with the World Economic Forum.
Good one.
When they've said that we will own nothing and we will be happy about it. They have to get rid of the middle class. And we see the middle class is being squeezed in so many different ways here. And this will be just yet another way. So here in Colorado, Terry, as you know, that they recently put on new fees that we'll be implementing, I think, after this next election, though, which is, it's like, okay, if you're going to do it, then be willing to stand up and take the consequences of it. But they pushed that off till after the next election. So they'll have fees in Colorado, possibly this new mileage tax on the federal level. Although they say it's not going to actually be implemented immediately. It's going to be a test of the idea. But that's how they do it. It's just a very slow progression, Terry.
Well, it's like the frog in the pot of boiling water. You don't just stick them in a pot of boiling water. You turn up the heat slowly, and that's exactly what happens. People forget what happened in year 2021 when the tax was first implemented or passed, when it's eased into like that. And in the meantime, your prices go up because the cost of movement of goods is higher, and you get all these people on these buses and trains and things, and then another pandemic sets in, and nobody can ride in public transport.
Right. Yeah, that was the last place. And what's so interesting to me, again, because I was on city council, and the mantra of many of those in our particular municipality was, they call it multimodal development, and that is apartments with retail on the first floor near a train station. But that you think about it, the only places you can go is up and down the corridor, so people normally have a car, and they didn't build enough parking, so people are parking on the streets. But a lot of people don't really want to give up their car, particularly in the West. I know that in New York it's difficult to have a car, but in the West, people like the freedom of their mobility, Terry.
Well, yes, we do, and we need it. We need some form of transportation when these wide open spaces.
Well, most definitely, and I like these wide open spaces, but they're trying to once again, move us into apartments. And once again, apartments. And when we talk with Karen Levine and Lauren Levy about home ownership, that's a great way to create wealth. When you're renting, you're just paying that to somebody else who owns that property, who's creating wealth. And if people want to rent, hey, I love that whole mix. But we have public policy that is trying to push people into where they live and how they travel. That's a big problem. Terry, your final thoughts before we go to break.
Well, everybody talks about affordability and how to make housing affordable, and it's all a big part of it with transportation. And so, yeah, affordability goes out the window if you have to have these extra taxes on everything else.
Well, and that's a whole nother subject. We'll jump into that one here in a little bit. But we're going to go to break. Before we do that, though, Terry Goon, who is the president of Liberty Toastmasters North, is in studio. And we'll be doing our Liberty Toastmasters table topic show here. It's going to be fascinating because we're going to talk about where do rights actually come from. So that'll be an important conversation. Before we do that, though, Hooters Restaurants is a great sponsor of the show. And they have happy hour specials. Let's see, Monday through Friday, and I think that's from 3 to 6 p.m., and they also have on Saturday, Kids Eat Free with the purchase of an adult entree. So be sure and check out my website. I recommend all of the sponsors that I have there. Hooters Restaurants is one of them. Click on the Hooters tab, and you'll get all of the specials that they have. And we're going to go to break. We'll continue the conversation with Terry Goon when we return.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thrilled to have in studio with me Terry Goon. She is the president of Liberty Toastmasters North, and it is our Liberty Toastmasters Table Topics Day, and we're going to get into that in just a minute. Terry, it's always great to have you in studio.
It's great to be here, Kim. Thank you for the opportunity.
My delight, for sure. And Terry and Steve wanted to run this by you. This is from The Blaze. And apparently Jen Psaki claimed recently that it's unfair and absurd for businesses to raise prices if the Biden administration raises corporate taxes. Apparently she is unaware of basic economics, Terry.
I can only laugh at that. It's ridiculous. I mean, what is it she think? Who does she think is going to eat that? If the taxes are raised, who is it that should pay that? The corporation is not a person that has money or pays taxes. The corporation isn't a person. They get their money from actual people, so they have to raise their prices in order to pay their taxes.
Right, they're providing a product or a service. And if it's just beyond belief that she thinks that they're just going to eat that. Ultimately, if they go out of business, then there is no products or services to tax, Steve.
Well, I'm wondering if she and AOC were in the same economics class in college. I was flabbergasted. I'm thinking, here's this person who steps on the national stage, the national spotlight, day after day, and she can say something so incredibly stupid. Now, she puts on quite a front. When she leaves that platform and walks back down the hall to her office, does she have a total breakdown when she realizes what she did? I just can't comprehend this.
You know, what I think is a lot of these folks have come out of the economic model of the Keynesian model, and that is basically taxes, spending, and debt. And that is something that has been taught in college. I remember one of my kids was studying economics and brought back, I think it was the Paul Krugman economics book. And I said, well, did you study any Thomas Sowell, who was one of the great economists? And they're like, who's Thomas Sowell? And I thought, oh my gosh, I've got work to do here. And so I think that there are a lot of people that have come out of the 60s and 70s and 80s studying this Keynesian model, and it's unsustainable, Terry.
You're right, and Thomas Sowell is a great economist. What gets me is that Jen said the word unfair. I mean, that's like a junior high word that you use when you don't get your way. Why is it unfair? I don't understand how she can even logically come to that conclusion that it's unfair that they would raise prices in order to cover the costs of higher taxes.
Well, and Patty has been, our researcher Patty has been keeping an eye on all of the giveaways, the money that they are planning on giving to families, quote unquote, with children, and this money just showing up in people's accounts. And I know that people are hurting, but I wish that we could say no to this. But I mean, the money just shows up in your account. It's like, where do I give it back to? It is it's diabolical, is what I think it is.
When
Terry,
when she says unfair, my next question then is, unfair to who?
Yeah. Well, Kim, you mentioned earlier one of your quotes about the livelihoods, or that our latest silent thief, government-induced inflation. So it's either government is creating the money or they're taking your money. And inflation, if they're going to create the money in order to pay the freebies, that's what causes that inflation.
Well, and to that point, Terry, when we were up in Grand Lake for U.S. Constitution Week, and Patty had taken a look at some of the different real estate prices there, and they'd gone up significantly. And so if you actually own a property and you're selling it, well, that's great, except in Colorado, then you have to go buy another property. And as Karen Levina said, it's very difficult now to that property that you might want to move down to, meaning, you know, it might be less square feet. They're about par. And so you see this inflation. And what happens then is it prices people out of the market. And again, it's government-induced inflation. It's not because there's great demand for the supply there. This is all government-induced policy. And that's what's very concerning, Terry.
I agree. And that also causes all of these bigger houses to be built, because people have to, when they sell one, they have to buy something of that same ilk, basically.
Otherwise, they pay a lot more in taxes.
That's right.
So this whole tax and spend thing is a problem. And I'm hoping that we have some senators and congressmen that are going to hold a line. I've got to think that we used to have what were called blue dog Democrats, which were moderate Democrats that actually loved America. And I'm hoping that we have some of those that will finally step forward. We do not have blue dog Democrats here from Colorado. For everything that I see, Bennett and Hickenlooper are just rubber stamp kind of guys. I hope that, and I guess we need to contact them, because you know what? I have to tell you, I could not tell you whether or not I could recognize Michael Bennett's voice, or I guess I could recognize Hickenlooper's voice, but I never hear from them. I never hear from them, Terry.
I can't think of what they've done, honestly. You know, what have they brought up? What have they drawn attention to? Instead, you're right, they just rubber stamp whatever's going on. What is the whim of the moment?
That is very interesting. So I think what we're going to do is move things around just a little bit. We're going to kick into our Liberty Toastmasters table topics here. But I think we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we will be with Jeffrey Reeves. He's a member of my group, which is Liberty Toastmasters Denver. And we'll talk about the important question that is on the table regarding rights.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
God bless America.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who support us. We are an independent voice. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. This is one of my most favorite days of each month when we have my colleagues from Liberty Toastmasters with us. We've got two clubs, one in Denver and one in Liberty Toastmasters North, which meets in Longmont. And Terry Goon, who is the president of Liberty Toastmasters North, is in studio with me. And Terry, let's give people a little bit of information. We always like to have guests for Liberty Toastmasters, and Liberty Toastmasters Denver meets the first and third Saturdays of each month, and Liberty Toastmasters North meets the second and fourth. How can people get more information about Liberty Toastmasters?
Well, the best way to do this is just to Google or use whatever search engine you have and look up Toastmasters. You can go to the Toastmasters site and enter your zip code, or if you want to just focus on Liberty, Liberty Toastmasters, and both clubs show right up at the very top of the screen.
And we have something that's called Table Topics, and typically it's very impromptu. We get there, and people can speak for 2 to 3 minutes about a subject, and it's really good practice. It's difficult, but it's very good practice. And granted, we've given the subject to our participants in advance today, but it's always super interesting. And what is our subject today?
Well, it's one of the timeless principles of the American founding, and the quote is, "The ideological framework of the American Founding Fathers was this profound concept that individual rights are inherent in our humanity and not derived from governments."
And I, as I was thinking about this and writing the copy for the newsletter this week, I thought, wait a minute, I'm not sure how that matches up to the Declaration of Independence. So I'm excited to hear what our participants have to say. So who's our first participant?
Our first participant is from the Denver Club, like you had said, and his name is Jeffrey Reeves. Jeffrey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is a fascinating question for me because I've been making the argument for decades, actually, that we don't have an ideology. We have principles upon which we've founded a country. Words are important, and the meanings of words are important. Ideology, according to Merriam-Webster, a manner or the content of thinking characteristic of an individual group or culture, the integrated assertion, the second is the integrated assertions, theories, and aims that constitute a social political program, and C, a systematic body of concepts. And the second meaning is visionary theorizing. This wasn't theory. These are principles. These are principles that we all recognize, we all know. And the difference between ideology and a principled statement is that an ideologue changes. It's a transient thing. Ideologies change. We hear our politicians and folks talking about values all the time. Well, values change. The values I had in 1958 as a high school senior are quite different than the values I have today. Things that were valuable to me both in terms of my life, in terms of morals and ethics and character from 10 years ago or 20 years ago are different than they are today. So ideology and principles are fluctuating, they're changing, but ideology and values, right? principles don't change. So the founders in the Constitution clarified all men are created equal and so on. I have the Declaration of Independence hanging on my wall next to my desk here. I read it frequently. I don't memorize it because I'm really bad at memorizing things. But every time I read it, I it confirms the idea that we are a principled country. And what the ideologues do is they drive us away from our principles. And that's what the progressives have been doing since Woodrow Wilson. They've been driving us, moving us away from the principles and toward an ideology that is anathema to the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and other founding documents of the United States of America. So that's my story, Kim, and I'm sick into it.
Jeffrey, thank you so much. It is always so interesting to hear your perspective on things. And again, if you out there want to participate with all of these great thinkers, we highly recommend that you join us at our Liberty Toastmasters meetings, because guests are greatly appreciated. So, Jeffrey, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Okay. Okay, Terry, who's our next guest?
Well, our next guest is the president of Liberty Toastmasters in Denver, Rick Rome. Rick, what are your thoughts?
Well, Terry and Kim, thanks for having me on. It's a wonderful day. The first thing that caught my attention about that quote is the idea about humanity, and that there's really a divine spark that's part of our nature, part of our human experience that I think is often lost in our world today. And our founders understood this. You can call it a soul, you can call it the spirit of grace, I don't care if you call it karma, but it's there, and each of us experiences it in daily dealings to the roles that we serve in our lives, to our families, to our communities, and our chosen professions. Founders understood it so much that they actually encapsulated it into the First Amendment, where Congress shall make no law to prohibit or establish the free establishment of religion, paraphrasing, of course. It was so important it had to be encapsulated in the First Amendment to the Constitution. And there's two examples that I like to bring up to help illustrate this. And these are callings for clergy. Clergymen are called for service to provide counseling, to provide those kinds of leadership in the local community. They're providing charity services. They're providing educational services. They're providing youth diversion services and through youth groups and other types of programs. They're providing help to the homeless. That's the nature of what these kinds of clergy, that calling to a clergy and a calling to service does. Also talk about police officers. These people are called just as equally loud as clergymen are called, and so much so that they've even encapsulated in their mottos to protect and serve. They're called to provide law enforcement, to provide those kinds of stable environments where people can live free and have orderly lives and protect to a certain degree the innocent, although they can't do it on an individual basis. They're doing it on the law to establish that environment where the innocent have a chance to survive. Now, what happened during COVID is very telling to me as to how much of a threat that is to the left. Because the first thing they did was they decided that services in church and gatherings and worship would be super spreader events, and did everything they could to prohibit the free expression of religion and community. The other thing they did is they went through this whole defund the police. Said, we got to, that it's an institutionally racist organization, we have to defund them, and what we're going to replace them with are those same services that the clergy would otherwise provide that we're denying access to the community to. So we're going to bring in social workers, we're going to bring in these kinds of counselors, we're going to state sponsor youth diversion without having the opportunity for the individuals or for local communities to freely express their faith-based ideas around this whole notion of free expression of religion. It tells me also that the left understands that divine nature of humanity, and in order to be able to implement their ideas, they have to sever us each from our own experience religiously.
Wow, Rick, that is heavy. I'm going to be thinking about that all day today. That's fascinating. Thank you, Rick Rome.
We also have Christy Whaley on the line. She's also from our Denver club, too. Christy?
My turn?
Yeah. Welcome.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say, first of all, when I saw this, it didn't set well with me, and I was talking to Patty about it a little bit, I think, and I thought, well, the verbiage is different, but if you assume that humanity is created by God, then it kind of makes sense. But I thought this is from LPR, and for heaven's sakes, we study the Declaration basically in every class. All of us are LPR grads, you know, for the 9 sessions that we meet. And it's the whole part about we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If we didn't come from a Creator, if He didn't create us, I don't believe we have rights, because I believe that we all just came. There are two choices of how we arrived here on Earth. Either we came out of the primordial soup, like hummingbirds and hippos and human beings, and we're really no different. We just kind of diverged a little bit along the way, which is asinine, if you ask me. But some people believe it. There was a former talk show host one time that does not believe in the creation. And when somebody pointed these things out to him, how did all these different species arrive, he kind of said, well, that is kind of problematic, but basically said it just occurred over billions and billions and billions of years. But it's crazy. So if we don't have a creator, then I think it's the law of the jungle. It's the might makes right, and get all the goodies while you can. And so not only do we not have rights, then that other people don't have rights. And if I see something that I like that you have, I'll just go ahead and try to take it. But, you know, the first part of the Declaration is so cool, because before they get into we hold these truths to be self-evident, which is so profound. Our founding fathers talked about how we owe it to mankind, and basically we owe it to King George the tyrant to tell him why we are pulling away. I mean, King George, basically, they saw him as having rights, having the right to know what these founding fathers, why we were doing this. And I think that is so cool. We could have just said, hey, you know, we're out of here. We don't like what's going on. Bye. But if they didn't, I mean, these guys were talk about profound. I'm always blown away by how this group of men came together and put together this document, and then our Constitution, and to form the greatest nation on Earth. And it's so funny, because every once in a while I see a topic and I think, oh, ho-hum, there's not much to say about that. And then I find out there's a tremendous amount to say about it when you start looking into it. Yeah, so I don't get where LPR is coming up with this verbiage. I really would be interested in how they did that.
Well, and to that point, Christy, I was the same way. I was writing the copy for the newsletter this week, and I so appreciate all the great work that LPR does. But sure. When I looked at the subject, and it said that rights come from humanity. Humanity's done a lot of really terrible things to other parts of humanity. And I thought it was just really interesting that it didn't say that our rights are endowed by our Creator, and they're unalienable rights. So I'm interested in everybody's perspective. Thank you so much for your thoughts on that.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good day.
Okay, and Terry, who is our next guest?
Our next guest is also from the Denver Club, Anthony Hartsook. What are your thoughts on this?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. So it's interesting, you know, when it says inherent in our humanity, even in LPR, it doesn't say derived from humanity, it just says inherent. So I'm just going to run with our individual rights are inherent, and you can call it derived from providence. But the bottom line, the important message, is our rights are not given to us by the government. They're inherent, and they're equal. Everyone is equal. We have to make the best of every opportunity that's given to us in our situation. Now, government force is wrong when it takes someone's rights without due process, and we've seen that throughout history. Clearly, that's why all forms of slavery and human trafficking are wrong. The government has taken things from the people and implemented it in an unjust process. But that doesn't mean that idea of the individual rights is flawed. It's not. It's very accurate. What is flawed are the people that have implemented it, especially when they become elected officials, when they use government force to take it away. So due process is all required. Limited government. I mean, government's functions are pretty simple. They should provide a safe and secure environment. That's at the local level, the state level, the national level. And the government should ensure, certainly at the federal level, that we have a solid foreign policy that protects our individual rights. Defending individual rights is the cornerstone of the freedom. We have done that throughout our history, certainly in conflicts overseas. And that is the goal. The ideal is that we're defending those individual rights. Does it always happen in the correct way in implementation? Obviously not. But that doesn't mean that the idea is wrong. We as the people, we must keep our elected individuals accountable for their actions, words, and deeds. We got to keep them on track to honoring and understanding that inherent individual right.
Anthony, that is profound. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
Okay. That is, Terry, that is fascinating, this whole word inherent. And I think that's a whole, I've got to think the founders had this whole discussion about inherent. But I'm still going back to this endowed by our Creator, because if we don't have this Creator that has given us these rights, then how are they inherent in this? I'm still struggling with that a bit, Terry. Any comments on that before we go to break?
I struggle with it myself, but honestly, I struggle with being endowed with these rights specifically versus God wants us to have our individual liberties so that we can be the best that we can be. So it's not like he's given us our rights. He wants us to be free so that then we can choose to be free with him.
Okay. And there's a difference between endowed, the word endowed, and given. And endowed is, I guess we go back to what Anthony just said, I would say is probably inherent. So fascinating conversation. Let's go to break. Before we do that, though, Castlegate Knife and Tool is another one of my great sponsors. They are located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. And they have knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. They're getting a whole bunch of inventory in now for the Christmas season. Check out their website, castlegate.com. But be sure, and if you've got a chance on a Saturday or any day, just go on down to Sedalia. Great little town. Check out Castlegate Knife and Tool. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back with Terry Goon.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
From the mountains to the prairie.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. I really do appreciate it. In studio with me is Terry Goon. She is the president of Liberty Toastmasters North, and this is our table topics day with our colleagues on this, commenting on the current theme. And again, set this up, Terry. What is the current theme for this month's meetings?
It's about timeless principles. The ideological framework of the American Founding Fathers was this profound concept that individual rights are inherent in our humanity, not derived from governments.
Okay, and I love hearing what everybody has to say about this. Who's our next guest?
Greg Morrissey from the North Liberty Toastmasters is on the line. He's our sergeant-at-arms up there with our little club. Greg.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning. Good to hear from you.
I love what the comments I've listened to my fellow Toastmasters from the Denver Toastmasters, and that leads me into what we need to do to resolve this situation. how do we get the word out, the message out, that people need to rediscover, if you will, what the founding fathers of the nation discovered, how those principles came into being, how those principles affect us in our daily life today through the Constitution, and how do we get it so that everyone knows it and knows it all the time? Because the leftists, with the leftist control of the media and everything coming at us, that's all being changed. They don't bring up the Constitution. They don't bring up the Bill of Rights. We would have to get everyone to rediscover those founding principles that made this country what it is. But to get that word out to those people, to everyone to rediscover it, that's going to be kind of a tough job. But I think it's a job we have to do. And I'd like for everyone to, maybe we could have a flyer or something like that, rediscover our Constitution and those principles, and put this country back on the path that it's supposed to be, one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. And that's not going to happen overnight. That is going to be earned. But we have to find a way to get that word out there. And with what's going on right now in the media with the COVID and everything, that also might be a good opportunity to get the word out there for all those people, all the people to listen, and get us all back on the correct path to one nation under God.
I think that it is a tall order. It's been a long time in coming. But Greg, as you were speaking, it made me think. I think many Americans do believe in this word, in these, there's something inherent in the rights that we have. And of course, the media and big data and education has been trying to really push that aside. But you mentioned COVID. I think in many ways, COVID is a blessing, because it is really pulled the mask off of this agenda. We know that what we're up against, and to your point, it's important to understand our founding documents. And so, Greg Morrissey, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
Terry, as we were talking with, or as Greg was talking, I was thinking about the Declaration and the Constitution, which the Declaration set up the vision for this country, and the Constitution then put in place a society of order. And you can read this in just an hour or two. And yet here we have this big infrastructure bill. And when I was talking to Patty, our researcher, yesterday, she said they don't even have the final wording in that. And they're going to soon be voting on this. There is no way that the congressmen and senators know what they're passing right now. So there should be no votes on it just because of that, because they are putting in place things they don't even know. And here we have it. It would only take a couple of hours to read the Constitution, the Declaration, Terry.
Yeah, it brings us back to your original quote about keep on trying even when there's no hope at all. It feels like there isn't any hope. But what Greg just said about putting the work into getting the message out about the Constitution is so true. If we want to keep our rights, we have to work at it. And you can't give up hope.
No, you have, for sure. And as Reagan said, freedom isn't passed down. Each generation has to protect it and earn it ourselves. I know that's a paraphrase along the line. So, okay, who's our next guest, Terry?
Marshall Dawson from Liberty Toastmasters North is on the line. Good morning, Marshall.
Hey, Terry. Hey, Kim. Well, this is one of the best Toastmasters shows that I've heard, so I'm going to try not to mess it up here. Kim, you and I were talking a couple of days ago about where our rights come from. Are they, you know, because of our humanity, because we're human, or do they come from our Creator? And we often say, and you know, to say we preach, right? We say that they come from our humanity, and I want to say, well, I agree. It's obvious, but let's face it, I'm biased because I self-identify as a human being. So, yes, I want that to be where our rights come from. But I often try to test my biases. And so how can I do that? How can I know that they come from the fact that I am human? Well, so far I haven't come up with anything, so I can't test that. I have to go with faith. Well, ironically, if we say that our rights come from God or from our Creator, that also requires a bit of faith. And, you know, if we go down that path, does that mean then that an atheist can argue and can make the case for atheism And does that mean that there are no rights? You know, maybe, right? That's kind of an interesting thread. And you know, Dennis Prager even did a video on, if there is no God, then does that mean that murder is not wrong? You know, that's a whole different rabbit hole that we can go down. But it's, you know, these are really, you know, tough things that we wrestle with. Now, luckily for me, right, I get to hear some smart people that come on the show before me. I really like that Christy said that humanity comes from God, so, you know, it's all kind of the same argument anyway. And also Anthony reiterated that rights do not come from government. So regardless of where we decide that rights come from, I think we all agree that they do not come from government. If we had no government, or even pre-government, does that mean that we were without rights? Well, that would be silly. Nobody would argue that, I hope, and surely we could shoot that down. But one topic that's been on my mind here recently is one of self-preservation. I mean, that's kind of a right. I mean, God would have us preserve our own lives, and, you know, would, as far as I can recall, you know, we're not allowed to take our own lives. If we are faced with challenges that seem insurmountable, you know, we're not supposed to commit suicide to take the easy way out. Our founders were also concerned with self-preservation. Now, you know, there are people who will try to say that the Second Amendment is about hunting. We know that it's not. Some people say it's about self-protection. Okay, maybe, but no. You know, we can use it to justify self-defense. However, it was really about protecting ourselves against tyranny. So, you know, again, self-protection and not bowing to that tyranny. So I don't know. I mean, you know, Kim, when you posed this to me, it was a really, you know, fascinating distinction that I wanted to try to ferret out. And I'll keep looking for ways to convey this, you know, better with the conversations that I have. But, you know, I have to go back to what Christy and Anthony said, right? Rights do not come from government. They never have. Governments can only give you stuff. They can't bestow rights. And, you know, Christy beautifully saying that humanity comes from God. So, you know, in my mind, it's the same anyway. So those are my thoughts.
And just one thing, you said that government can give us things, but the other, you take that one step further, Marshall, they can only give things that they have taken away from somebody else. So either through taxation or through inflation or through borrowing that the next generations have to pay for. So government does not create anything, and if you're getting something for free, it's not for free. It's being taken from somebody else. And inherently, Dennis Prager had said that of all the commandments, he thinks that maybe do not steal is the top one, because getting something for free and not earning it is stealing it from somebody else. Your thought on that, Marshall, and then we'll jump over here to Terry.
Well, nearly everything that we would talk about is, you know, can be categorized as stuff. You know, even if we go back to human rights, if we talk about, you know, the extreme of slavery, or even if, you know, our Boulder County government says that I need to do something in order to be able to participate in some event, right? That is the taking of somebody's labor or somebody's mind or somebody's spirit. That's arguably theft. Theft is not limited to, you know, personal, tangible possessions.
Well, good point. Hey, Marshall Dawson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Kim. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Terry, this was a great show.
Yes, it was great. I've got notes all over my pieces of paper in front of me.
Okay, so how do you want to button this up?
Well, I think we can go back to Rick Rome and that divine spark. So what the LPR was talking about was inherent in our humanity, but our humanity has that divine spark that both Marshall and Christy alluded to as well. And so I have to go with, it comes from God. Our rights come from God. And I'm also kind of curious how you would legislate the theft of the spirit that Marshall spoke about. I'm going to have to zero in on that one later.
Well, and we do, and you know what? I think part of that's a good question, is the theft through fear and coercion, trying to break the spirit. Mm-hmm. And that's why you go back to the quote that we had with Henry Ford at the beginning of the show, is you continue on even when it doesn't look like there's something to be hopeful for. And you think about when he lived, we've gone on. We currently live at the height of human flourishing and prosperity. And it's because people have continued forward on this. But it's under assault, Terry. It is under assault by the radical progressives, socialists.
Yeah.
It's under assault. That's why we have to keep having these conversations.
I agree. And that fear of taking by way of fear is just crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, and in a way, you know, we were just talking about theft. Now we're over here on the whole spirit thing. But the using this fear and coercion to take away people's hope and to try to break their spirit, there is something so inherently wrong about that. And that's why we do this show. Liberty Toastmasters is such a great place to bounce all these ideas off. And we don't always agree on everything, Terry, but we sure learn from each other.
That is very true. And Table Topics is my favorite part because people are, they even understand the question differently than each other. We are all so individual. And so people understand the question and then they answer the question differently than what I would. And so I learned so much.
Totally agree. And quickly, how can people get more information about Liberty Toastmasters?
They can just Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever search engine you use and look up Toastmasters Liberty or Liberty Toastmasters, and your nearest club will show up. There'll be one of the top two there, and pull it up on the screen. You can see where they're meeting. There's usually a place you can email and or make a phone call to find out more about the club.
Terry, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me, Kim.
Okay, and Dale Carnegie said this, fear doesn't exist anywhere except in the mind. So my friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.